And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, everybody knows you and I love audio, but there are pros and cons to video that we should explore. Let's touch on them here for a minute.
Sure. I think that some of the pros of video are that it's everywhere now and there's no escape. People think it's important, so therefore it is kind of important. I like the way we do it with the webcam, and then we do Facebook Live before and after the show. I think that's a good way of doing it. I'm not a big fan of videotaping the entire show. That is it's not very visually interesting, and the audio of the show is better anyway through our mics. So I prefer that. And we're experts in audio. Video is more complicated. We had a guy the other day, I think yesterday, we did a remote. They wanted a video. It took the guy like 15 minutes to set up the video camera. And then by the time the show was beginning, he couldn't make it work with a remote. And he's like, forget it. I'm not going to do it. It just has a lot more moving parts. And it's hard to get good quality video. And in our environment, it's not that visually interesting. I mean, it's just not. Video is a visual art. It's show, not tell. And the only thing you're showing are people talking in microphones, which they might as well just listen to it through headphones as a podcast or as a broadcast.
Well, I think you get a chance to underscore the best of both worlds when you incorporate the pre-show sound check and the after show now that we're doing with some shows and incorporate a little bit of video, but do it on a platform that's well-known and well-trafficked. We'll probably do separate pro tips and maybe even learning clinics on both of those. But I do think there's a place for video in our world. But let's not dismiss the incredible power and utility of audio. Stay in our lane for the most part and then just capitalize on the best aspects of video that we can to accentuate what we're already doing well.
Right. And if you're going to use audio, grab a clip from one of your recordings and then just layer visuals on it and make it a video. You're going to get a much better product at the end.